Go. Go, dog, go. Go. Why not stop? What does it matter anyway?
Hey, Go-Go, who says it doesn't matter?
Me. Nobody wants to read me.
Go, dog, go! You're a great book!
Not like Charlie's Choice, and Grandfather reads the other books more than reads the children's books. I'm only taken off the shelf when his grandkids come.
You're read by his grandchildren.
Yeah? Who are you?
On the Origin of Species, by Charles Darwin. An important book of facts and knowledge.
Hey, Origin. I was just telling Go-Go how much children love reading him.
Not anymore. Bible is read so much his cover is falling off. The only wear and tear I have is ripped pages and bite marks.
But his grandchildren love you when they come over.
But my story isn't about anything important. Do dogs even drive cars?
You remind me of the boy in my story. He thought he couldn't make a difference or help his family unless he was rich. But he realized God can't...
No. I must stop you right there. Do you really think God has anything to do with this runt's purpose?
Well, Bible says...
Bible? No one reads him anymore. People want facts, not fairy tales.
But doesn't Bible have facts too?
If by facts you mean a collection of fantasies written to control you, trust me, dear, it's much better to pave your own path.
So, I'm in charge of my own life. But then, why do I have this Go-Go story inside me?
Go-Go, you didn't write the story inside of you, but you do have the power to choose what you will do with it.
But I just sit around till the kids come over and need to be entertained. I mean, my story's about dogs driving cars.
To matter, you need a story like mine, with facts. You cannot be important with a nonsense story.
God can use all stories. In my book, God uses a boy who messes up all the time.
Then what is the difference between stories? Believe whatever you want, darling, but I'm not the same as all you children's stories.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Oh, hey Bible. Go-Go is struggling with his purpose in life and Origin says he doesn't have one.
I'm just telling him the truth.
That's not what my story says. Every author has a purpose for the story they write. Even Darwin.
Then what's my purpose, Bible? All I've been doing is collecting dust on this shelf. I mean, look at me. I'm in terrible condition.
And why are you in terrible condition, Go-Go?
Because children don't treat me very well.
So, they accidentally rip your pages because they're so eager to see the next one.
I guess.
And your binding?
Torn right down the middle.
Mm-hmm. A sign of something my story calls...
Neglect?
I was thinking of a different word.
Like rubbish?
Maybe Go-Go's scars are marks of love.
You mean I'm loved?
You can't be serious. Love is weakness.
Just because the kids don't read you?
I'm pretty happy being highlighted and worn to pieces.
Thanks, Bible.
All right. Go, Dog, Go by P.D. Eastman.